The Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts is gearing up for its summer season with classics by Rockwell and a touch of something vibrant and animated. Spokesperson Jeremy Klo discusses the summer season.
Our big event is that we have a exhibition comparing Norman Rockwell to Andy Warhol, of all people. That's not quite as big a stretch as you might think. Warhol actually started his career as an illustrator, like Rockwell did throughout his life, and then verged off, obviously. But they are two of the most recognizable artists from the 20th century. So this exhibit that we have, Inventing America, Rockwell and Warhol, we'll take a look at that, see some of the comparisons, some of the differences, and it should be quite an interesting show. Very different for us, actually.
How do you combine the Four Freedoms and Campbell's Soup?
That's funny you mention that, because Freedom from Want, the Thanksgiving picture, will be right alongside the Campbell's Soup image, one of Warhol's many prints there. So that'll be interesting. I was surprised when I heard they were making that connection, but you think about those two images in particular, for each artist, probably some of their most recognizable.
There's an anniversary coming up, right?
Well, we just learned, actually, that it's the 40th anniversary of the opening of Studio 54. Andy was a regular, to put it mildly, and that ties in perfectly with our dance party. It's Studio 54 after party, which will be following our gala on June 10th, the opening for the exhibits. So we're going to have a Brooklyn DJ, Natasha Diggs, keep it real, a little Brooklyn in there for the Berkshires, and just try to celebrate all that creativity that came out of Warhol's environment through his own factory. And we'll be presenting a lot of programs through the summer that look at his filmmaking, his many connections. Edie Sedgwick was one of his favorite models, and actually the Sedgwick family have some deep roots here in the Berkshires. So we'll be exploring that with a Thursday evening lecture series, performance series. The after party in particular, I'm kind of looking forward to. It's about time we had some dancing here in the Berkshires.
How difficult is it to try to make 20th century contemporary or modern art real again for today's generation?
Many people that are growing up now in millennial generation, they're not all that familiar with Norman Rockwell. So we have to reintroduce his artwork to a younger crowd, to people that didn't grow up with the Saturday Evening Post cover every week. And I assume the same with Warhol, too. It's in what context were they originally making artwork? That's actually a fun challenge for us. It actually takes away some of that prejudice when Rockwell was creating work in the 20th century. The idea of an illustrator, somebody who created art for commerce, was kind of frowned down upon. It didn't really connect with the modern art of the time period. Actually, Andy Warhol was also working outside of that. He was very active during the modern art period, but he embraced the commercial. And that's actually another connection between these two artists, is that they were proud to be working in a field that kind of celebrated, pop culture, or, the idea of reaching the masses in a way. These two artists were able to do, beyond galleries are great, but, it was the common man who was able to pick up a magazine or to see Andy Warhol's artwork on, any of his pop art prints. MTV, he created the original logo with the spaceman. So I think this is kind of fun. It's an entry level into artwork in a way that these two artists provided. And, I think it's a good lesson. A lot of artists, obviously, since then have taken a cue from both Rockwell and Warhol.
In connecting the next generation, the museum is also having a lecture or an event based on Flintstones art.
Yes, this is a tail end of the current show that we have right now, which has been a big hit. Talk about something completely different and appealing to quite a large group of the masses. Our Hanna-Barbera exhibit has looked at the career of the one of the most popular animation companies that really created the idea of Saturday morning cartoons. And so we have a final event coming up at the end of May that will basically celebrate all that we've done. We've had some great appearances by some of the artists themselves, original people. I've been thrilled. I grew up with all those cartoons. So it really is like a trip down memory lane. And I surprisingly, a lot of the adults are the ones that have come and been very excited. And again, like with Rockwell and Warhol, they've been able to bring their children and discover this sometimes for the first time.
That's Norman Rockwell Museum spokesperson Jeremy Clough. The Stockbridge Museum hopes to attract visitors this summer with art by Hanna-Barbera and Andy Warhol.